Hello, I'm Diane Jacobson, and I'd like to talk to you about John Henry Belter, who manufactured these two slipper chairs in 1860. They're made of laminated carved rosewood and oak, and the covering is a silk damask, which is over the original foundations. The style is considered to be Rococo Revival. John Henry Belter was a German immigrant, and I consider him a technological genius and a true American innovator. He developed two patents for these chairs and utilized a lamination process by alternating the grain of the wood and then developing special jigsaws to be able to cut them and bend them in multiple directions. Later, Charles and Ray Eames used this lamination and bending process in their LCW, their lounge wood chair of 1954, but he did this in 1860. They're both called slipper chairs, and the reason for that is that the distance to the ground is less than a normal chair, and predominantly ladies use these to sit on when they were putting on their slippers and the stockings. In the 1800s, female clothing was, one might say, layered. We talk about the layered look today. This was really layered. There were undergarments and camisoles and petticoats and lace corsets and long dresses and lots of accessories and ribbons. So the slipper chair, by being closer to the ground, just 18 inches high instead of the customary 17 to 18 inches, allowed women to dress more easily and to be able to put on their stockings and the slippers with ease. We researched the fabric and went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and saw almost an identical chair, also covered in this lovely blue silk, and therefore chose it for the recovering of this chair. In the 1860s, the music that comes to mind, I think it was 1861 and 62, is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And no chair exemplifies this wonderful republic better than John Henry Belter.